You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Todd and Todd live in New York, Life Science Connect Radio on location direct from Interphex Day 2. Todd, we have an exciting guest up next, but wow, we're off to a good start. So far, so good.
We are. Have you looked up lately at how many more people there are here now than there were 4 or 5 minutes ago?
Oh, no, that's the fan club of our next guest.
Is that?
So that largely explains the throng of fans surrounding the Life Science Connect booth.
I thought it was us.
Oh, it has nothing to do with us, that I can assure you. Well, we're joined now by Jason March. He's Director of Marketing and Sales, Hamilton Company. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for the time.
Really appreciate it. It's our pleasure, let me assure you. Jason, before we get into our conversation around all things Interphex, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure, yeah. I've been with Hamilton Company for over 10 years now, and the company, it really blows me away every day that I'm there. Something new and exciting to talk about, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be here to talk with you. And the fans you're talking about, that's my family. I actually brought them in, yeah.
See, don't let the
you
audience
didn't
know.
Have to, they didn't have to admit it.
They had a I really can't tell a lie. Vibe about that. So. All right. Well, tell us all about Hamilton Company. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. Yeah, Hamilton Company has been around for 60 years. We started in the line of precision liquid handling, precision measurement. And since then, we've grown to 4 major divisions. Those divisions include Laboratory Products Group, where they make sensors, liquid handling products, and other benchtop devices for analytical precision market. Then we also have a full line of automated robotics. So these would be liquid handling robots. They transfer fluids on plates for things like drug discovery, diagnostics, clinical diagnostics, those sort of markets. So that's the high-end robotics. And a follow-on from that is another division we call the storage technologies. So they make minus 20, minus 80 freezers. But what's unique about them is that they're automated freezers. So the freezer can go into the freezer, grab a sample, and pick one of 20 or 30,000 samples out and deliver just that sample to you. So the samples don't have to freeze and thaw. So it really helps with sample integrity over time. So that's sort of the core focus of that company. And then specific to this market here, to the biotech and pharma market, we're showing our process analytics line. So that would be pH, dissolved oxygen, conductivity, and ORP sensors. I mean, those are online sensors, so they go into a bioreactor and they measure the bioreactor to make sure that you're maintaining a constant pH for the cells, they're growing happily, there's enough oxygen for the cells to respire, and so you're trying to control the process as tightly as possible to make sure that absolutely nothing goes wrong with your cells so you don't lose $1 million batch if you're a big pharma company or something like that.
Boy, lots to keep track of. Just to back up a little bit and put things in a different context, talk in terms of the issues you help your customers address and your problems they help them solve.
Certainly. Yeah, so with respect to the cell culture market, you know, the most important thing is that you have your cells in control and that each time that you run a batch, you can expect the same exact thing. You don't want your cells to be stressed because they could potentially create endotoxins and things like that. You certainly don't want to have into your final product if it's a drug product or something like that. So controlling the pH is really critical. Even if your cells are growing happily, if you have the wrong pH, you actually can yield less end product. And so it's absolutely critical to make sure that everything is 100% in control. And that's what we provide for the customer, is a precise measurement of what's going on in the process so they don't have to take samples and sit there and watch it and babysit it. They can develop automated rules around when do we add media, when do we adjust pH with base or acid. All those things can be then controlled and in real time adjusted as opposed to somebody having to sit there and babysit the reactor.
I'm struck, Jason, by your comment at the top of the show that going to work blows you away, that this organization continues to do that. Not everybody is that fortunate to say that about the organization. Talk about the culture of the organization, why you feel that way. What drives you each and every day?
So one thing that I think is really unique about Hamilton Company is that we strive in any market that we enter to be number one or number two in that market. And as a privately held company, we have the opportunity to maybe spend or invest a little bit more for the long haul to invent a technology which may obsolete a current technology that we're selling, because we recognize and realize that that's the future and that's the direction that the market is asking us to go. And so we try not to be standing on our laurels of the products we've already made and make sure that we're making the products of the future.
Now, I understand Hamilton recently made an acquisition in the nanotech world.
Actually, it's a company called Fugal Nanotech, and we didn't acquire the entire company. What we did was we acquired the technology that they had. So with our sensors, we recently made an innovation where we integrated a transmitter directly into our sensor, as opposed to the normal relationship where you have a sensor and a transmitter, and that sends it out. It's a more expensive way to go, and it's a separate point of failure. And what we've done by integrating that transmitter is we've gone from being just a sensor supplier of pH sensors into a solution seller to the customer. So now we get in and the customers are talking to us about, this is where we see our process going, this is where we want to be. And what we were seeing was a lot of talk around, we want to measure CO2, we want to be able to measure turbidity. And these are generally measures done to get an idea as to how fast your cells are growing. So CO2 from the respiration of the cells, or turbidity from the overall cell density. But what they don't do is they don't actually measure the living cells in the process. And so instead of getting another Me Too product like CO2, we went out and said, how can we measure what they really want to measure, which is the living cells, the viable cells in the reactor? And we found this company, Fugal, who had a technology that uses capacitance to do just that. So their probe and this technology, which we purchased, is a capacitance probe and an optical density probe, can actually go into a process and tell you how many live cells you have and measure the growth rate of those live cells over time. And so you get a true measure of just the live cells and not the entire cell mass. So if something's dying off, you can tell right away in the growth rate adjust and be able to adjust in real time.
Well, Todd and I certainly appreciate the idea of cannibalizing older products to advance the common good. But talk about this new technology. Why is it so much better than traditional methods?
Sure. Yeah, so traditionally, if you wanted to know, you can get indications, as I said, with turbidity of the total cell mass. But if you wanted to know exactly how many cells were alive, you'd have to take a grab sample. You'd have to manually go to the reactor, grab a portion of the thing, take it to the microscope and do a TriPan Blue or something like that and see how many cells are alive manually counting. With this technology, you're able to, in real time, without having to go to the reactor, get an idea where your growth rate is, and get an idea that this is when we should inoculate, this is when we should add various media, this is when we should harvest the cells. So it gives them this real time as opposed to snapshots over time.
It's so easy to get wrapped up and fascinated by the technology. You know, all this process control at such a fine level and being able to respond and react to it. At the end of the day, I got to pay the bills.
Right.
So what kind of a financial impact does this level of control have on a manufacturer?
Yep. So the probe itself is not cheap. I'm not gonna go down that road. But what it gives you is the ability to not have to have somebody, as I said, babysitting a reactor. And if you have a facility that in an R&D that maybe has 50 to 80 reactors simultaneously running, you know, that's a lot of babysitting. It's a lot of people. So the manpower is definitely one aspect of it. But really, it's the consistency of the batch, as we talked about earlier, making sure that you're doing the things at the precise point that the cells need additional growth media, or they need pH adjusted, or they need to be harvested. It affects your yield downstream, and in the end, some of these companies are running a batch that could be $1 million yielded product at the end. And so if you can improve the yield by, you know, 5% and 10% because you precisely timed all of your actions, that's really the true benefit of this, is getting in, seeing exactly what's going on with the cells, and then adjusting the process accordingly.
I just want to be real sure that the audience is clear on the markets that this is targeted to. So just, if you don't mind, run through that real quickly for us.
Yeah, it really fits a lot into the biotech and the pharma market. That's really our core focus right now. Since it's recently acquired, it was just in December, we're in sort of an evaluation phase of the technology, making sure that it fits under what Hamilton expects of a product when it goes to market, making sure that customers, when they get it, are going to be happy with the quality and the integrity. So right now we're really evaluating where it can fit for us. We know there are opportunities in breweries. We know there are opportunities outside of the biotech and pharma, but it's really Hamilton's focus to be number one or number two in the biotech and pharma. And so to circle back on that, this is why we acquired the product, and this is what we're focused on for now. But we know it has future opportunities.
The biotech pharma execs I know are all constantly asking the question, two questions. What have you done for me lately, and what are you going to do for me next?
Right.
Talk about that second question a little bit. What are you going to do for me next?
Yep. As I mentioned before, we have the ARC product line. That's the product where we integrated the transmitter into the technology, into the sensor itself. So down the road, once we get established with the existing transmitter sensor integration that we purchased from Fugal, the goal is to then make it into the ARC product line where we get rid of the transmitter altogether and we really simplify the whole thing for the customer, and we just hand you a probe that gives the data directly into your process control system.
You're exhibiting here at Interphex. Why? What are your goals and objectives here at the show?
We want to get more customers and getting out in front of the customers. This is our opportunity, the coming out party for Fugal.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So this is where we're at year after year, but this year we have something particularly interesting to talk to the customers about. The response has been quite good.
Yeah? Outstanding. All right, Jason, before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Hamilton Company?
Oh, Hamilton Company's website is the best resource, hamiltoncompany.com.
All right, Jason March, Director of Marketing and Sales at the Hamilton Company. Jason, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right, well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Jason March, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage of Interphex. We'll be right back.